to Venus and back. A fanciful flight of fancy. Nobody cared about the old bulletin board systems, and not all people cared about Zack McCracken and Wolfenstein 3D. The old computer dreams are good dreams. Finely crafted expert systems, for one, were clearly going to change the world. An expert system does basic logic, but a finely made one can actually help us reason about complex issues. The AI we know today is drenched in chaos. It is just statistics done right. The expert systems are tools for us, based on our needs. A way of encoding legal systems, for example. The Mechanical Turk, or as I call it, the ghost in the machine, are a way for all human beings on Earth to make good money. Mud, or as I call it, the simplest possible virtual world, is actually the tool we need to create serious intelligence. It will still rely on statistics, but not blindly, not without an architecture. It would take a lifetime for one person to craft a world where dreams and observations would combine to create sanity and insight. Like with all computer programs, garbage in, garbage out. The virtual world, to fuel the real AI, must be finely crafted by a human mind with a deliberate touch. Our minds are crafted by a different process, one that involves a lot of accidents. And as a cherry on top of the cake, we are here because accidents come together just right and emerge civilizations that can then ask, "Why are we here?" And we are proof of that. We have to make sure that we use computers the right way. We need legal systems that rely on simple-to-comprehend expert systems. Simulations will likely reveal that there is a certain limit of how many laws are too many and ruin a system. Simulations will also reveal that we can't fix cities by sentencing people to poverty and fracturing them into a desperate life of crime. When I say we are very smart, I mean it. But we are also in need of a real education. A fake education will only add to poverty and blindness and prisons with invisible walls. A city that continues fracturing minds with poverty and fake education and then sending them to prisons and making it so that they can't get a job afterwards is not a city yet. It is still just a hope of one. Universal basic income is a good idea. But then businesses specifically crafted for taking that money away will emerge. We see a model that they can potentially adopt with student debt. Unforgivable debt. No bankruptcy is big enough to wipe it. We'll just see businesses offering more free money to take a cut out of that free income. And we can't possibly exclude anybody, not in prison, not in a hospital. Now that people with debt are going to be receiving free money, those checks will be intercepted by debt collection agencies, which, as you can imagine, are going to spring to life. And universal doesn't mean national. It means worldwide. After all, we need not create any more inequality. What are we to do in such a situation? The same thing all the other great leaders did. Daydream. We have seen the emergence of special debt, the unforgivable student debt. Now, we will need to dream up the emergence of a new kind of money, one that can only be spent by the owner on what the owner wishes, not what she is forced to spend it on, but what she chooses to spend it on. This is far beyond the thinking of any Congress. But it is trivial for a computer system to process another kind of currency. I say we dream up the name right now before someone else beats us to it. Let us call it love, with the symbol of a red heart. And we might as well dream up a new country for it. The country should be called love as well. And it should be a tiny little thing, maybe a square meter at first. It will have a bank on paper, and that bank will be very, very wealthy, for humanity will have to agree to give it the possession of one or more of the larger planets in the sun's orbit. This is, of course, to satisfy the bankers, because they are sticklers for details. I say, let's give love the planet Venus and the Oort cloud. That should be a pretty penny. And might as well give Venus Jupiter. As gassy as he is, I think they are a good match, especially where bankers are concerned. Come to think of it, why don't we avoid the whole argument of where the love nation should be placed on Earth and simply establish it in the orbit of Venus? Now we have a currency that cannot be used to pay debt, but can be used to buy a home and food and medicine and hospital stay. You may laugh. But humanity has to grow. There was a time not so long ago when people would laugh that children from the street can learn in school. So when we established mandatory schools, it was a mind-blowing idea. Humanity grew. That's what we have to do right now. What we have right now is just a stepping stone. It is meant to be used once on our way to the next step, where we make schools more magnificent. When we are children, we are not defined by borders. We don't care about dumb ideas like color of skin, name of some imaginary creature, concentration camps, or war. We should not allow ourselves to get dumber as we grow older, and instead take that wisdom we have as children and amplify it, because that's what you do with wisdom. You know, it seems sometimes that the world would be a much nicer place if it was ran by kids in all the world's kindergartens with some good advice from their loving moms and teachers. Weapons of war would be forbidden completely, obviously. Borders would be erased, every one of them of every kind, duh! And let me tell you something. Which currency do you think they would pick as the main currency? Oh, you bet they would. You see, we are already ahead of the game. But rather than bothering clearly wiser people who are otherwise still growing up, let's just use computers instead. Every bank terminal would now require a new field. Planet name. Close your eyes and imagine it with me. The Bank of Love. Milky Way Road 1. Planet Venus. I think over time, as it grew in power, it would create some principles that must not be violated by Earth's nations that now rely on it. And it would get tough. Saying no to weapons of war is easy. But this bank would also say no to prisons. No to cages. Or as I call it, slavery under the protection of the 13th Amendment. Slowly, these clear ideas would realign humanity with reality. Oh, I know many will disagree with these ideas, but these ideas are not for them. Their disagreement means that they are not allowed to use that lovely credit card themselves. They can disagree all they want. They will just sit in their expensive retirement homes, yelling at clouds, and it is their own wish. No backseas. You see, children deserve a real education. What we have today, these crazy mistakes and awful things that are happening all over the world, must end with the new generation. Because we don't want to stain their future with our crap. They deserve a kind of money for home, food, medicine, hospital, and many other necessities that make Earth look better in Venus's eyes. Let us not dismiss this daydream, not that easily. Let us try to make it real. When we are brought up correctly, without abusive, toxic indoctrination, we are just one family. Whoever out there is shooting across some border right now, they are only doing so because of how they were brought up. There is only one way to be brought up on Earth. With knowledge, with wisdom, and encouragement towards becoming a great being and a clear thinker. One that is rooted in reality. And honoring every other human being on Earth with a lasting, meaningful contribution. Even if it is a silly daydream that is hard to forget. Or all too easy to ridicule. Remember, the people who ridicule stories like this are only doing that because they were brought up into an invisible prison. A prison with walls that they cannot see, that they cannot touch or smell. And it is suffocating them. They will do horrible things to stay in their little cat box. We have to wait them out and help the children understand that all these horrible things truly are horrible and must end. We can explain this to the little ones. We can tell them that this is exactly how humanity transitions from the old to the new, that there are these wretched steps as we wait for dictatorships to crumble, lest we become bullies too. When I asked my grandma to explain what they were doing on TV, she said it was war. And when I asked why, she said, "To jest to, co mężczyźni robią." Because that is what men do. Let us change that answer from now on. And instead, let us turn it into, We are in a state of transition and in search for great and powerful dreams as we wait for evil men to age and pass away, and children like you to be brought up in knowledge, wisdom, and in greatness. See, we cannot fight the bullies back, because then we would become bullies too, and that cycle must be broken. So we bring up our children towards greatness while we wait for the broken man to become faded and pass away. When you grow up, time will come for you to become a leader. But unlike the old, the new will aim towards greatness. Unlike the old, the new will take the greatest possible steps forward, not the smallest. And when it all becomes too complicated, always remember, computers are the tools of the future, and they will make everything easier for you. This is the one tool that the old did not have. I will close my story here. We invented new currency. We built a beautiful nation on Venus. And we changed the world. And if it all seems too much, you should remember, dear reader, that we are already testing interplanetary ships. As far as generations go, the next step may not be that far off.